Is there any question, anything that is burning or just wants to whisper? So today I was feeling with Kabir and Mira. Sorry, I have some back here. And because I think today is day number 3 or 4 or something like that. So Kabir says, I felt in need of a great pilgrimage. So I sat still for 3 days and God came to me. So, must be about to come. No? I was thinking that probably, like, what we speak, it must sound sometimes that we are really against efficiency, no? Like, because I feel myself like saying again and again this stepping back, no? At this not putting the image or the idea or the painting of where I want to go and just going back and waiting, basically. It's much more than waiting, but we could say it's more similar, that it's more similar, more close to waiting than to doing, we can say. So today I was thinking that, you know, people must think that I am really against efficiency, you know, like that. Like, I don't care how many years it takes, like, you know, that it just goes sleep and whatever comes, comes. You know. And it is really the opposite. Like, it is because I like so much efficiency that life proved, you know, to me that it is more efficient to sit and wait than to run behind what I think is the goal, you know. Run behind what I think it needs to be fixed, you know, it needs to be like put away or brought in, no? Like whatever recipe we have in mind, always some salt or some sugar missing, no? I'm looking at Nico because he's a great cook. So always something, no? So from this experience of really giving space, change comes. Like I can feel like that is this is actually much more efficient than going all over the world to come back empty, no? Like to come back with the same question, no? Who am I, or what is life about? It's a very simple question, but somehow we put a lot into that. Anything about that?
It reminds me of an old Zen story about a man who was told that he was dying, and that the only way to cure his illness was to find a certain flower in a certain part of the mountains. So he started off looking for this flower. He's trying to find this flower to cure his illness. He's searching, he's searching, he's looking. And, months passing, you know he's dying, and finally he just gives up and he collapses. He's just about ready to accept his death, and someone walks by and says, "What's the matter? Like, you look despair, like, what's wrong?" He said, "Oh, I'm dying, and I've been looking for this flower." And the man said, "Look behind you." He turns, and all the way, all the mountains he had walked, just aflame with the flower. So that really resonated with me, just because looking for something, searching for some entity, truth, whatever you want to label it, realized really running from something. Somehow I ended up in India, and then I realized I didn't need to come to India.
I was looking for that shop where the shopkeeper would say, "There is nothing of value in here." I found it and I did not leave. The richness of not wanting wrote these poems. So, the richness of not wanting. There is this wanting, which is this running behind something. There is, you know, this wanting which is following that picture, whatever we think of that, then following that. And at the same time, I was looking for that shop. So this looking for that shop, like, is completely different. This I'm looking for that shop is very, very different from wanting. They are the two things that are, I find, very difficult to put together in our minds, in where we either do or not do, you know. But this alive flame within. It is burning, and it needs to be burning. No? Some people say like rest, rest, no? But if you are really wondering about life, what we should say is like, there is no way I can rest till I find out. So we say rest, rest, and you should be saying like, no way I'm able, like I cannot rest. This flame is too alive, too vibrant, like too full to make as if it is not there, we can say. So, and yet, only in this deeply waiting, it can come. So it is really specific, or really whatever, like very, very strong, very, very specific, this flame burning that doesn't allow us to move away from the quest. So it is very, it is so strong, we even got this nasty aeroplane to come here, no? And we are willing, it is so strong that we are willing to be sharing, like, let's say not 5-star room for 10 days, some people for 1 month. And we are willing to be eating, let's say, food which is not pizza. No? It is good, but it's not pizza. That strong, like leaving many things behind, actually, like to really honor this quest. And yet, here we are, and we cannot push it. So how to really sit, how to lie down with this burning flame, waiting, like really in this receptive mood, or mode, whatever the word is, like this receptive position. I find this is extremely difficult for a Western mind. We are used to and we want something to work on. Even if this is suffering, no? Sometimes the more negative it is, the more fun it kind of, the more attractive it is, no? Like, I'm going to go back there to this stuff that I have sitting there for the last 20 years. I'm going to, you know, just stare it to see if it smells or what, you know. And really feeling this pull, this attraction to that, like to do work, whatever that is. And if it is this going towards this kind of negativity, it feels like more adrenalinic somehow, like really, like more important, or like more the feeling that something is happening, no? And yet, like how to really be with this flame and not doing. Like opening up so much that we can say, I don't have any clue about the medicine, you know, about what will click, what will make this transformation, this change, this leap within. I feel Kabir just spends his life like laughing about it all, basically. He has so much fun just writing about, ah, ha, ha, they think God is this, ha, ha, they think God is that, you know. Like, so much, like, fun with that, you know, like, laughing about everyone trying to get it or, you know, guess it, you know. And he just kind of somehow skipping away with the treasure and also knowing that it is impossible to speak about it. It is impossible to pass it on, you know. That he's left only with the possibility of keep on weaving. Like, he's a weaver, like, making clothes. And whoever sees can see, you know. He only can weave and sing. But anything more than that, like, he somehow realizes is not worth. Like, it's better to just laugh, you know, have a chai together somehow, you know. So he makes his wife make the chai for the people. And then there is Mirabai, who is madly in love with Krishna. And she's just like, you know, nothing else makes sense. Only to be in Krishna's presence, like in this experience of love. So all her life just like passes by, and just she just keeps saying, like, you know, how boring this is, how boring that is, only this connection is what makes my life worth, you know. It's the only thing that convinced me to come into this body, and the only thing that makes me stay in this body, you know, this presence of Krishna. This is Mira. In my travels, I spent time with a great yogi. Once he said to me, become so still, you can hear the blood flowing through your veins. One night, as I sat quiet, I seemed on the verge of entering a world inside so vast, I know it is the source of all of us. Yeah. So here comes the juiciness. Yeah. It is not just this waiting for waiting, no? But in this spending time, in this source of everything, like in becoming one with this pulse of life would be like more experiential. In this, there is healing, no? And there is transformation. We can say, in this, the leap can happen. So here is where it becomes so effective. Like, Why to go walking if you can go flying? But because walking is what we know, then we keep only thinking that it only exists walking. Somehow, if that makes sense. So we can only imagine, like our mind can only go as far as moving with what knows. It cannot be open to what doesn't know. So in that sense, we, of course, humanly, we try walking again and again. And this way of repairing or going away. And Mila is speaking about this place in where everything is possible. This place where, you know, through the mind we would think, you know, to get this book, I need to go to bookstore and buy it, no? Or to Amazon and buying or something. No? And this other place has no clue about bookstore or Amazon. But knows the book has to come. And book comes. Something like that. No? But it is extremely difficult for us to not go to bookstore or Amazon, because it's so easy. Unless you are in India and have this crap connection in internet, then you will not get the book through Amazon, just so you know. But it seems so obvious how the world works, that it is almost impossible to go out of this knowledge into the mystery. And I like the word mystery. I have been just seeing how the word mystery many times is related to darkness. I don't know with whom I was speaking, someone, about this. So, and I just love this other way, like mystery, actually, like with light. So I think we got this sense because of the movies or something about mystery. But mystery meaning like that we cannot track back how the book came. But actually it has a lot of light. Like if the book comes, like there is a lot of light behind, you know, it's huge. It's very beautiful to find the book in our hands. It's very light feeling, it's not dark, you know. It had been brought somehow. So that sense of mystery. So this is Mira again, of course. And it's just a piece of a poem. All actions have evolved from the taste of flight. The hope of freedom moves our cells and limbs. Unable to live on the earth, Mira ventured out alone in the sky. I write of that journey of becoming as free as God. Don't forget love. It will bring all the madness you need to unfurl yourself across the universe. That was kind of long, no? So, it's actually very beautiful. All actions have evolved from the taste of flight. So as we have this glimpse, this taste of becoming who we are, like this moment of just seeing it all and this deep relaxation with that comes naturally. From this glimpse, then everything comes. Like, that is so like incomparable to anything else, that when this comes, when we think about that, it's no way, no? But when this comes, there is no way to follow anything else but that. And having had a taste of that, we hope, you know, we just hope for that freedom that can move, you know, everything. Our actions become actions towards that. Or at least we choose some actions towards that. And we hope, we dream of that state, not as a taste, but as a becoming. So Mira says, like, having had a taste of that, she was unable to live on the earth, like basically unable to be attracted by anything else. So she just was flying on the sky, kind of to the eyes of the world, like kind of cuckoo, like crazy. And she likes to write about this journey of becoming as free as God. Basically, this journey of falling in love with the potential, like with the glimpse, and giving space to that so that the glimpse it doesn't stay only as a glimpse, but it transforms, like transform into the glimpse, no? Like something like that. And then I find the most beautiful part, which is, it will bring all the madness you need to unfurl yourself across the universe. Like, I don't know this word. Unfurled, it says. Yeah, this is... Yeah, my English is like 75% knowing, 25%... call it invention, call it intuition. So, this is what I guess, so good. Sometimes we have this glimpse and we shrink. Like, wow. But we shrink, like, this is too much. I will not be able to follow that. Or, wow, but I have a family. I have a mortgage. What is, you pay every month, no? This thing. Whatever. I have to finish the studies. And we, you know, I see many people kind of frozen a bit, you know, like the glimpse, like the seeing through had been there. And then the mind comes in, and how am I going to do that? How am I going to give time to that? Or to change, or to have the courage to change my whole life around that? And it is something you cannot really say to anyone, but here we are. Life finds the way. It is too much to think how I'm going to walk the path. But it is possible to keep that flame alive and to make space for that. And to find a way today, and to find a way tomorrow, and to find a way next week. Of course, we wish to find a way forever, no? The magic solution of this thing that you drink, magic. But there is not. There is not this magic potion. There is not. And that's why it is important to love the process itself. I think I'll never get tired of saying that. Which basically means to love life. We don't know where we will get. We don't know where we are going, no? And if we think we know, this is the first thing to burn. Ah, we can do a fire tonight. And but we do know this flame. And this flame has the power to burn and to light. Like fire has this double thing. It burns through, but also gives light. And it is really all we have, basically. If we have this, we will never, like, we will not be lost. Sometimes we will feel like lost, because we will not be able to say to our friends where the hell we are now, you know? In which weird retreat I came to, you know? Like, why? But something illuminates, like something knows. And that is our power, our strength, and our only boys, actually, you know. Really. So, if there is anything.
You spoke about following this glimpse, or
yeah,
yes, and that then always there will be a way.
Can you speak up a bit?
I try. you spoke about these things and following this. So, where do you get the trust that it works out, even if you don't have to let go and say, I'm not in control anymore?
Yeah.
So, because it seems to me something in normal life or life I, as I know, is a lot about having the feeling I have the things under control.
Yeah.
So where do you get the trust from that it works out?
Yeah. Many times by experiencing that which we call control is not such, no? Like it looks like control, you know? But deeply they are not in our hands. So by realizing that, or just being like again and again kind of bumped into that, that's one option. And another option is by contemplation, like we can say this, the contemplation or the being with what Mira is saying, no? Being with the source of life. No? When we spend time there, we start to sense this much bigger thing behind. Like, you know, we know, you know, I still take the tea and drink, but somewhere I don't know even how I move this arm, like what makes this arm really to move and to put it into the mouth and to drink. Like it's really amazing. Of course, somehow we all agreed that it's me, no? I go and take the chai and put, but if we start to get in touch with the wonder of life, like, with that which, like, not with what we agreed of, on, whatever, you know. You know, not the setup that we made because we needed to growing up. Like, okay, it's me who does this, you know, and if I do this, I gain that, you know. This is the rules we learn to survive. So the moment we are in touch with wonder of life, or with source of life, then like we start to dismantle, I'm inventing words today, like break down, break the system, no? We start to break this, the idea that this happened because, you know, I gained that because I did that, you know. So it is a lot about experiencing this flow. Like the more time we give to that, like to be in touch with beauty, no? To or in meditation to experience that flow, or walking, or things that we love to do. Experiencing that flow, like slowly, slowly we can relax into that, you know. We start to be less afraid of losing control. Because this controlling system is really like based on survival, which it has to go away somehow, and based on fear. I hold on to that because if I don't do that, something, you know, bad will happen, or, you know, whatever. So starting to really like experience that flow. It is not a one-time thing, as some books say, you know. It could be a very strong falling into and realizing, but usually is a falling into and falling into and slowly, slowly, like playing, like a child, like starting to walk. It holds the hand at the beginning, and then slowly, slowly, it lets go of the hand, you know, as the child feels secure enough, you know. So something like that. We need to experience that so many times that we can start to let go, you know, like start to really trust. It's not. I feel sometimes the word trust comes a bit kind of a, I should trust. And it feels it feels pushy. It feels like this effort on trusting, it doesn't feel right to me, you know. There is either the experience that I will not fall if I let go, or otherwise, like, we create, like, more complication than flow, you can say. So the trust happens as we experience that one time and another time. But it's not like we push the trust, you know. We don't push the child to walk. Because then it will take 6 months to want to start again. So it's very simple in reality, no? So maybe we can just be together in silence for a while.